Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
I'm really glad that you got home safely, and I really missed you yesterday. It was. I always do that whenever you're not there. And our guest today.
I hate to miss it.
I know. And we hate having me missing you. Now, our guest today is Bonnie Smith, who's a paranormal investigator and also a psychic. Okay.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. How's everyone? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Everyone know, because I know that we already have callers. She has said that she would be able to do meetings, but I know that we have people listening in, but I'm going to go ahead and set a few things here. Apparently, you do well with a picture. You need a picture.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do, okay? My number, I always make my number public to save the guests and anybody that we have on from having to make their number public. And the reason I do that is just, you know, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the guests, the callers who are listening in right now, because I do see callers, and some of them are regulars, to text me a picture, and I will send it. I will take that picture, and then I will copy it, and I will send it to Bonnie, okay, if we do the reading, so that we can do the reading. That's the best way that we can do it. So I have people I know that are hearing this. Okay, so what we'll do.
Do they know where to send you the picture?
Yes, my number.
So everybody, just send Johnny the picture right now while we start to talk to Bonnie, because we can get to know Bonnie while they do that.
What? Yes, if they send a picture, I'd like them to put specific questions they want answered about themselves or whatever. If it's a relationship,
okay.
I need one of both people.
Okay. Now, my number is 850-737-4160. Okay? And if you text me at that number with a picture of yourself, I will see to it that Bonnie gets it, and then I will put you through. Okay? Now, you have my number, and you know how to let's start with getting to Bonnie. Now, Bonnie, have you always been this way? I mean, is this something that you always had, or?
Yes. Yes. To different degrees throughout my life, yes. When I was young, I saw spirits and other things. I wasn't really sure what they were. I thought they were monsters. I wasn't happy with it, to be honest. I didn't like
it.
I was 8 years old before I realized, I guess, that some of these things I was seeing were spirits, because my grandfather died and then he appeared to me. But, of course, my parents were not well received on the message. So I felt like I had something wrong with me, and then this was a bad thing, and it didn't, you know, I was happy when I saw my grandfather. He didn't scare me. He's the first one that didn't, but so, you know, it progressed, and it was through life. I kept it to myself. It was more of a burden I carried around when I did see things. It caused me a lot of fear and anxiety, and I thought that it was a curse. It was a bad thing, that why would I be like this? I was raised in a very strict Christian home, and that's stuff is just absolutely, at that time too, you have to realize I'm 60, okay? So it's been a while since I was 8 years old. And those times, things were not accepted the same way. So I pushed it out of my life. It would leave for a little while, and I'd say, oh, it's gone. And then I would pray to God, please take this curse off me. I don't want it. And I started getting angry with God, telling him that, you know, why would he do this to me? And it just went on and on like that for a while. And eventually, though, it came to a point where, I mean, you can run, but you can't hide. And if it's meant to be, it will not stop. It won't go away. And I finally got some, you know, attachments that were not so good. And this was much later in life. You know, I eventually just went through and accepted it. You know, about 10 years ago, I really decided, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start training. I'm going to start learning all about this meditation. So over the last 10 years, it's been fine. Before that, it really wasn't too fine. I wasn't happy with it. And then I decided the people that helped me, they helped me for free, that I would, you know, that I work with them and help many other people with paranormal issues worldwide for several years with them. And then I still do that on my own. I do medium work. I teach some. I, you know, do a lot of different things just to help others any way I can, basically, find peace and understanding.
Okay. Bonnie. Oh, that's so much to go through at a very young age. Wow. And I know that a lot of people who are given the gift, they're not thinking it is a gift. They're thinking it's a curse. That is. And so when did you realize, hey, this is a special gift, and that you knew that you could actually study it and then just like fine tune it even more? How old were you when that happened?
I would say it was in my 40s. The first actual message I had enough nerve to give to somebody from a dead loved one was somebody close to me. And immediately after she passed, she was 18, she came to me, and I was like, oh, buddy, I can't turn you away. You know, I got in a position where I was forced to help someone in 2002 or three. I think it was three. And it took me a year of communicating with the spirit, which wasn't easy. It can be a lot like charades in the beginning. You know, it's like I wasn't developed in any way then and to understand fully. But she kept on, and then she actually gave me the lyrics for a song for her son. And in a year, I had made a lunch date with her mom and gave her all that. And it went well, and I saw that it really helped somebody. It's the first time I really realized this might be something I could do with this, but I still wasn't quite ready to. I got attacked and almost killed not long after that, so it kind of put me off for a few years there, 8 years, 9 years to be exact. But, I mean, I would have went on with it in 2003, I think, if the universe didn't happen the way they did, and I guess things happened for that reason, you know. It happened at the right time.
Well, okay, I just wanted to ask you, when you did see these spirits, what can you describe it? How that was, you were sleeping and they came to you in a dream, or would you see them when you were awake?
I mostly saw them at night because then I was quieter laying around. You know, during the day, you know, when you're little kids, you don't know, you know, don't seem to notice it as much. I didn't, but at night I was terrified. I had horrible nightmares. Some looked like monsters made of smoke and other different things, you know. None of them attacked me when I was a child. I have been attacked as an adult, but excuse me. But I definitely. I would cover my head up with my pillow over my ears and not even want to look.
So do spirits come to you because they know that you have a connection, you can get a connection, and you are able to see them? Because I was attacked by a spirit in my early 20s. And it was super real. I mean, they were trying to suffocate me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're all a little bit psychic, but I'm not gifted like you and many others like that. But why do they do that? Why are some scaring and attacking and some are nice? And they're nice. And I've seen ghosts recently, and they weren't trying to scare me. They were just trying to tell me something. Is there some wrong reason to all of this? How do we figure it out if we are seeing?
It's kind of like this. If they were a good, grounded, nice person living, then chances are that they're going to be okay on the other side and be the same personality, basically. But there's some that die in a desperate situation who might use, like, desperate, you know, measures to get the point across, even though it's kind of wrong to attack a person. I had that happen with a Native American woman at a job. I went for a job interview, and she just pops right in there by her husband. I'm thinking, oh, no. And I just said to her, basically, through telepathy, I can't do this. You know, this man doesn't know me. If I tell him you're standing there, I certainly won't get this job, you know. And so, but she made my life, terrible. It was terrible for me there. She'd make us run into each other all the time, and just a total disaster. every time I touched technology, it would mess up. Till eventually, I just said to her, okay, if you want me to give him this message, then you need to make an opening for it for me. Because this is, you know, my livelihood. I can't just go around doing that. You know, I don't make money doing the other thing. And so she did. And then he walked up to me one day and he says, I hear you have a message for me from my wife. So she wasn't a bad spirit. She was desperate to get her point across.
Yes,
sometimes they act out in a negative way. But then you have negative people who are just mean and attack, and they don't want to leave. They don't want to pass over. They're scared, whatever reason, you know.
Or they think it's just fun to mess with you. I was thinking that, I can mess with somebody. I'm going to mess with somebody.
Right, yeah. A lot of things can be done to stop that. You know, I've learned over the years. I used to could not stop them from just walking up into my life. But now I have shields of things and guides that I've connected with through studying and meditation that keep that down. But anyone can still get attached, including me. It happened not long ago, so it doesn't happen
That's
all
so
the time
good to
anymore,
know.
Though.
It's so Johnny. Good to know, though. It's so good to know. There's ways to. Okay, Johnny, yes?
Yeah.
Johnny?
Okay, I was trying to. I got somebody's picture, but I tried to send it to you, and it keeps saying not delivered. Do you have any idea what could be the reason behind that? Or?
No, not at all. I mean, let me check. Can you send it on Messenger? It might come through better there.
I'll try that. Let me try this.
Yeah,
This didn't come through on text. Let me see here. I'll give me one second here. Image. Okay.
Well, it's so interesting, though, Bonnie. It's very interesting, all of this. And I am so glad that I've had two encounters with spirit. So I am a total believer of it.
Wonderful.
Because, I mean, once it happens, I mean, you know it has happened, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I knew it wasn't human people I was living with even when I was little. I knew that it felt like they didn't belong in my world, but I guess they did. But it's hard on kids.
The first person that we're going to have on, her name is Laura Dale, and I just sent you the picture on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm going to put her through so that she can kind of explain the reason for the call.
Okay, sure.
That's great.
Hey, Laura. I'm sorry. I had to make sure that she got the picture. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Hi, Laura.
Nice
to meet you.
The question is when will I start a job and when will I move into my own house? Okay? That's the question.
Yes.
I'm getting within the next 6 weeks on the job that you'll start.
Okay. Are you picking up any specifics about the job?
No, just that within 6 weeks came to me.
Okay.
About the house, I am not getting anything through exactly on that yet. Are you in the shopping for a house or just need to get a job and to get one, you know? I think the job is going to come first, like, you know.
Yeah, the job, yeah, first. It has to come first. But I do, I just want to get a house really bad. I want to move out of my apartment.
I do believe you'll get it, though. You know, stay focused. You know, keep yourself, you know, aligned to that goal. And keep at it, and I think you will achieve it. It's just not showing up in the very near future, like maybe not the next 6 months, maybe, but after that.
Okay, the job is there anything at all that you're picking up about it, any details at all?
No details on the job. Just that you will probably get one within the next 6 weeks.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome.
Does that answer your questions, Laura?
I mean, that's what all she's getting, so yeah, that's...
Okay.
That's what
All right.
it is.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Yes, thank
All right.
you.
Now.
Okay, that's good. I recognize Laura's voice, so that's good that she will be looking forward to a new job and a house. Is somebody else sending a photo too, Johnny?
Yes, we have another person.
Okay.
Let me do that right here. This person's name is Wendy, and I'm putting her through right now. Are you there, Wendy?
Hi. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, okay.
Hi,
I just now sent her your picture on Facebook.
Hi, everybody.
So.
Hi.
Okay.
Did you get the picture, Bonnie?
Yes, I did. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Wendy, what is your question?
My question is, on May 29th, I'm going to communicate to my doctor via email to the hospital email system. I'm going to ask her if she will extend my medical leave off at least another 2 months. I really need off through the end of October, but I'm going to try initially for another 2 months. Will Dr. Lee approve this?
I think she will, but she might try to resist you a little, but you're just going to have to be persistent with her. Your daughter,
okay.
Or him, whichever.
Well,
or him.
I'm going to send her a picture of, I had recently fallen of a bruise on my leg to attest to my weakness in my back, which she's never received before. And I'm also going to list very specific reasons why I need additional time to heal. So as long as I do it in that formal manner, will she extend me off another 2 months or so?
I think you'll get an extension due to your medical issues, yes.
How long will I be extended off? Will it be like 2 months now and then another 2 months after that?
That I'm not sure of. I think you'll get your 2 months. You should get your 2 months right now, but, you know, just keep your case together for them because they can be hard, some insurances, about wanting to pay. Yeah, and just trust in, you know, that you have, you know, just take trust it, you know. I think they will, but I don't know about 4 months. That's a little bit down the line, and I'm not getting anything on 4 months, but 2 months sounds like you're going to get it.
Okay, and when will I start my Social Security? Will it be in October, or will it be January? What do you see?
Are you already on it, or are you applying for it?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to wait. Because the longer I wait, the more I'll get. So I'm thinking maybe October, but I'd rather wait until January.
I think you can get it in January or October, maybe even October. That's your choice. You're going to get it, though.
Oh, yeah. I know I'll qualify, but I'm trying to get the most I can. So in order for me to wait until January, it means I'm going to have some sort of income coming in. That means either medical leave or something else. But all right. Well, thank you very much.
I would go with the medical leave and try to get that, you know, because that's a long stretch there.
Yeah. Well, it's all very highly supported medically. And my doctor knows all this. So I will present to her in a very formal way, and I will show her the picture of the bruise from the fall that I had.
Right.
And maybe that'll get the results that I'm looking for, her, that she'll approve it. Because I'm sure that other people look at this, people above her, and with all the supportive evidence, I would certainly hope that she would approve me.
Right. Right. I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Okay. So you do see the 2 months, and you're not able to see more than 2 months right now, but there may be a possibility of another 2 months after this?
It's possible. It's possible, but I'm definitely seeing two, and I'm hoping, you know, for your sake that it goes longer than that, but I'm not seeing the whole four. But I am getting trust with you. You need to trust about this. You know, trust that it's going to happen, you know, be relaxed in it. So that's a good thing. Trust in that this is going to work out for you.
That sounds like good advice. Okay. Yes, thank you.
To. Okay.
God
thank you.
Everybody.
Nice to meet you. Oh. You too. Bye bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Well, you know, when you see, when you give someone a reading, you know, like what happens? Like, what goes through your mind?
Usually I see numbers, figures. I feel a gut feeling, and it will just pop in my head, you know, a number, a figure, or answer. I feel a strong pull towards a certain thing. I mean, it can happen in a lot of different ways, but tonight it's basically like that with this type of thing I do. Sometimes I see visions and other things, but not generally. I mean, to me, a reading is when I'm sitting down going over, like, maybe a whole lot of things, but answering questions is a little different. You know, it's reading a question, but it's not the same as, like, reading that person down to the core. And sometimes I do that for people also, but not too often. Mostly I use most of what I do to help people with issues of bad energy and, you know, different things, help cross spirits, help their find peace, get rid of entities, break spells and bad juju people put on others and stuff like that. But it's kind of like a knowing, you know, the sense of knowing.
Oh, yes, Bonnie, that raises a question about the bad spirit, I mean, the bad spells that are placed on people. So others have this control where they could put a bad spell on you. How do we know if we have a bad spell put on us?
Well, a lot of the time, the person that has a bad hex spell or curse will have a lot of issues in their life. There's different ways they can place them because I've studied a lot of it, and they can place them in different ways. It depends on how some people actually do have power enough to put evil out on others, and they do. You handle it depending on how they put it out there to them. If it's a curse on an entire family, you know, it's like they will have bad luck. They will have murders. They will have suicides a lot of the times. They will have extreme maybe drug and alcohol money issues. It's like it completely destroys somebody. If they're good at it, it can destroy somebody for generations even. So, you know, it's a bad thing to do that. It's not so I try to, you know, I've learned and studied magic a lot. I am a witch, but I'm a good witch, and I use what I've learned to break the bad, the darkness, and help others to escape it. But I've seen very, very bad curses that have went on for generations. We call them generational curses that have just destroyed people. Absolutely.
I've heard of this. Okay, but I heard that these people who actually put the curse on another, that it will come back to them, like three times as bad. And does this happen every time? It will come back to them. Does it come
eventually
back to them after
yes.
you fix this, and then it will go back to them?
It's going to go to them anyway, because the people, you know, are not supposed to harm others in most any religion, okay? Harming others is not acceptable for witches. By the Wiccan read. I mean, there's a million different types of witches out there, and people based, you know, just like there are Christians, you know, different Christian organizations. So you have those that are dark and believe in harming, and they get mad at you for stubbing their toe, they might put a curse on you. You have those that would never do that to anyone because they don't want the karma that's going to come with it. And a lot of them believe in the threefold rule. I don't necessarily think it always comes back times three, but I can guarantee you get what you put in it. You put bad out there, you're going to get bad back. It's going to happen. You know, maybe I won't get to see it and visualize the karma or the person who's, you know, been suffering. You know, most times we never know exactly where it came from and the person who did it. You know, I don't reverse curses for one reason. I used to when I didn't know as much as I know now, but I don't want anyone else's family members suffering because of their stuff either. Any family can have someone in it that harms others is bad. That doesn't mean the whole family that they live in deserves to suffer because of it. You know what I'm saying? So I break curses. I don't return them. But I do know that, and I will bind individuals that are harming others, you know, and trying to attack them with psychic attacks or magic. But I won't.
Can anybody put a curse on, like, can a regular person who doesn't even know if they have any power like that at all, can they just put
you know, the
curse
biggest
on somebody
part of magic is intention. The biggest part of what makes magic work is the intention. Not that they might know how to do the ritual of placing a curse in some ways, but if somebody has that much bad intention towards somebody, yes, they can produce that's how energy works. You can send that energy. But it's not like, you know, a professional curse, so to speak, if you want to call that. You know, it can. An energy sent from one individual to another definitely can cause issues, but not the serious ones normally, you know.
Well, that is so interesting because it is energy. So enough bad thoughts and bad vibes and bad words towards somebody, it becomes something. It becomes a thing. Wow.
Someone I follow a lot while I've been learning is James Van Praagh, and he will tell you really quickly in his books that, and I've seen him and him do his thing too, that thoughts are real. Thoughts can be real, and they can be manifested, and that's really the basis of magic in itself. The more you put into those thoughts, the more you put into those actions towards a certain direction and energy, the more you put out there.
Okay, will you say that name again, that person that you study, James what?
James Van Praagh. I've read almost all of his books. When I first decided to start to learn about this, my husband at the time told me, you know, you need to read his books. You've got this, you know, he's the only one really kind of encouraged me about it as an adult. And, you know, so I started reading them. Excuse me?
It's nice that you have that support system in your husband.
Yes, I did. And he did at that time, even though we're no longer together, he really was a person who kind of saw it in me, believed in it, and kind of pushed me towards trying to learn it, which really helped me, you know, along the way eventually.
Right.
I did his online. He used to have an online community and a Wednesday chat, and he would have maybe 100 people in there. You know, you got more up close. And because he's very, you know, well-known worldwide, it's hard to get to train only with him. But, you know, he's definitely been with somebody that I've watched a lot, read about, and done a lot of the things he said to do to come to where I am today and to open up, you know, and my abilities and help others. So,
I just looked him up. He has a good website. He does certification graduate programs.
Yeah,
wow, I never even knew this was out there.
Yes, one reason I haven't done all this is because I couldn't afford it. I had to get free help, you know, basically, try and learning on my own. But now I'm thinking about in the future here, things are a little better for me that I might be able to take some actual courses from him. I've taken them from other places, but not him, and basically try to stay with those that, and I try to teach a lot as much as I can for free because everybody does. I didn't have the money throughout all my life to do this when I was, you know, the time I had the money to do this, I actually had it blocked, you know. So a lot of people charge. I'm not against charging. I'm not against it at all. I just don't feel led to do that because of my own instances.
It's your way of your giving back, and that's going to come back to you as well. The good, and you'll be probably given something. Yes, I like that. That's very positive.
Okay, I have another
one too. You do? Great.
Yeah.
Johnny, are you putting this person through that sent the next image?
Yes. Apparently, this person is named Karen, and she has a question. Only it's about her dog. She also sent me a picture of her dog. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah, I'm here.
You there?
My name's Karen. Yes.
Hi, Karen.
Yes, I'm calling from Chicago. Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking
nice
my call, my pictures. Nice to meet you.
Did you get the pictures, Bonnie?
I didn't get the dog. I did get a picture of a young lady with a hat with a really beautiful smile.
Yes, that's me. That's me.
Okay.
I'm wondering, my little dog is sick, and he needs to go to the vet, and I'm just wondering if you see, because we're in the middle of we have another 2 weeks before they release us from quarantine out here in Chicago where I'm at, but I'm wondering if you see me borrowing some money or finding the right vet to take my dog to. I'm very low on funds right now. I'm trying to borrow money, but, you know, everybody else is broke too.
I think you're going to have to get out and dig for her right now under the circumstances. Dig for help.
Okay.
You don't, you know, like, I don't know if they have the SPA. What is the there's a special organization from Florida anyway that helps. I don't know what they have in your state. But
uh-huh.
under the circumstances, I certainly would reach out to to some of the organizations that help animals there, you know, that look out for them.
Okay.
Because I think if you don't, you might get sicker.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Before that period, you know, you want to probably go ahead and get it taken care of.
Right.
If you can at all. And I would try to go through some of them and tell them, you know, that, but I mean, the whole world knows people are struggling terribly right now and lockdowns and shutdowns and finances, you know, so hopefully there will be some organization, but I do think he needs to get in there soon. I'm just getting that energy from you that I would do it sooner rather than later.
Okay. Okay, then I'll really move on it then. Thank you so much. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, do you ever...
Too bad that there's not more organizations out there for animals like that, because I know that there's free care for children who need procedures done. So that would be something
right.
we should look into, Johnny, for people with animals.
In Florida, I knew a source in Central Florida, but I don't know anything like that here in Washington, you know, or in Chicago. But we had a place called Pet Love that actually, I mean, you could get everything done for dirt cheap. And I think people who really couldn't afford it, they would work with them, you know. And they trained a lot of the veterinarian students there, but they were working with real veterinarians. So, you know, it was a lot cheaper for people. To get
maybe like a training like a training place for veterinarians. We should look into that.
That's what this place was in Florida, and they were good. I never had any problems, you know. All the meds for your animals, for fleas or whatever you need, way cheaper, worming, nothing, you know. They had one for cats.
No.
That took cats and dogs, and they had another one where I found a little abandoned cat that I had to be removed, and there was an organization there who took him in. And paid for the surgery, and one of them adopted him, you know. So it's
I don't know where he is.
I think if you look, though, that there are people out there that can help.
Right. There's got to be something. So check your local, you know, just Google it, and there must be something in every big city. So, yes, let's hope.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow. Johnny, how's it going with the images? Are they coming in?
Well, there's two people that are currently listening in, but I can't get either of them to respond when I scream. So I'm basically just letting them know Bonnie is a psychic that needs a picture. So if you have a question, please text me a picture at 850-737-4160, and I'll put you through. When you are, like, have you ever had a reading that was so intense that it made you sick?
Oh, me? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I have. I have been physically ill from things like that before. I've been definitely had some issues. When I first got out of training, I took astral projection and remote viewing classes with the team I was on prior. And so we paired up in teams and did cases, and we had one in New Zealand. And it actually was a demon case. And when we astraled there, me and my partner had a habit of just like hovering outside with our spirit before we go into a place to get a feel. And
right.
when we were in the process of like getting a feel on this place, we both got violently ill. I mean, literally had to get out of our meditation, go and throw up in the physical world. And so we told our, you know, our trainers, which handled it. And it was a very, very, very strong demon that was there at that time. So that was, you know, you kind of get used to this, what you might smell or what they might put on you like that, you know, with time. But the first time, it definitely can shake you up for sure.
Yeah. And it's your gut feeling, and it gets you in your gut. You feel nauseated.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep.
It's not a headache. It's a nausea. Wow.
Yeah.
You take on a lot when you do this.
Have you seen a picture of me and Barbara before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Barbara, is there anything you're wondering about?
Yes. But then if I have a question, I would have to send you a photo. Hold on.
Yeah, I have her
No,
photo.
But not about me. It's about somebody else in my life, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know. I have to think about a thing for my own self. Johnny, I have access to all of this, and you would think that I would have tons of questions about myself, but I don't. I have a question about my mom, though. Can I send that in?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have questions in the meantime while I send this to Johnny? Johnny, do you have questions
I guess I'm kind of curious when I'm going to meet Barbara in person because, you know, I was going to meet Barbara on my birthday on the 28th. I turned 48 in 8 days. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and that wasn't going to happen for the coronavirus. And I just want to know, when do you see me and Barbara meeting? Now, you've seen a picture of me and her together. So,
right.
In the same picture. So you maybe that'll help you answer that question. What's your opinion on that?
Let me go over here and look real quick. If not by the end of this year, maybe by the beginning of next year. But I think things are still going to stay in your way for a while. But hang in there because I've met a lot of people doing that. You know what I mean? Like you guys were together that I never saw or knew. And you will. If you put your mind to it, you guys will. We're just kind of all in a situation now. Things are just not normal, you know, for us.
Wow. That's a long time to wait.
I'm thinking the end of the year, before the end of the year. I mean, it depends,
okay.
You know, on how you guys go. But I think you will meet, you know. It's good. It's always,
right.
You know, I've met some wonderful people doing this from all over the United States.
And I just also add that me and Barbara, we're also doing a TV channel together. Isn't that true, Barbara?
That's right.
Wow, wonderful.
He always wants to know about business. Our show, our TV channel, and things like that is – if we're going to see success and when. Right, Johnny?
Yes.
Are we going to see a lot of success? We've already had success, but a lot more success, Bonnie?
Yes. Yes. Came through,
aww,
yes.
That's good. That's good. Well, I sent my picture of my mom and I, and this was just a few days ago, taken a few days ago when I was visiting her in Washington State. So, Johnny, did you forward that to Bonnie yet?
I haven't got.
No new images yet here on my screen.
Okay, let me go. I think I got it. Give me 1 second here.
Great.
Okay.
Well, I like this sending pictures because I feel like you can really get a hold on it. Even better. I always thought it would be so hard to just read somebody without even seeing them.
I mean, I can read people in person, but it's like pictures have always been something for at least 5 years that I like to get from clients or anyone, you know, they work for me.
Okay, you should have got
right, and I know that.
Does that mean that,
all
is that the sound that we sent you a picture?
Yep, it is.
All the pet psychics usually want a photo, I've noticed. But
yeah.
The people who are reading the people, not so much, but the pet psychics, they always want one, don't they, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, so this person is my mom named Judy. And my question is, how long do you see her life?
Oh, let me see. To give a lifelong being, I'm getting an energy from her. How old is she now?
73.
I think you have a long while to pursue.
A long while?
Yeah, I'm not so great. You know, there's a lot of things that go into answering questions about how long someone's going to live, to them or to their families, in my opinion. I generally don't feel like I have the right to always do that.
Hard.
If I come up on someone who's dying as a client, I will try to find a way to tactfully have them get a checkup and get their health and tell them I'm picking up some health problems rather than saying, you're dying, you know. I don't feel like I have the right, even if I know, necessarily to give that information because of a spiritual reason,
well,
you know.
Yes, and I think that that is a good way of dealing with it because the doctors don't think that way. And you know what? That causes so much worry and grief because they don't know. They're not God, but yet they say something, and then you base everything around that. And so maybe privately you could tell me, but I understand.
I would rather do that
really
one
do.
Privately, to be honest, but you can PM me anytime, and we can get into that further. I am,
okay.
Like I said, weary about, you know, saying, hey, you know, this person's going to die in a month or two, or, you know, I mean, I can tell a lot of things, but no one's completely 100% on that, but I don't like to give that answer, but if anything, any questions or any time I can help you with that, dear, just message me on Messenger, and I'd be glad to help you with any of it.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, while we're talking about contacting you, do you want to tell our listeners how they can maybe get a private reading with you and where to find you on social media?
Yes. Yes, I am on Facebook as Bonnie Smith. And my picture has psychic medium, and then it says owner of 911 Emergency Paranormal Health and Experiencer Support Group. You can go through there. You can, or you know, I also have that group that's online that people can join and learn, read, and ask questions or get help for, you know, issues that are occurring in their life that are causing them problems that I can help with. And then people just PM me, and I do medium work or psychic work with them, you know, outside of what I do with my team. And I also have to shout out to my team tonight. I'm not the only one that makes up 911 Paranormal. I may have started it, but I have Melissa Wilcox, and I have Karen Snyder-Jane, and I have Lindsay Esri, and they are fantastic people who work in this field, and they do it for me for free like I do and help me, and I wouldn't be able to do or embrace this path without their help, and I love them like sisters, so I had to put that out there to them.
Okay, great, and I just looked you up and added you as a friend too, and it's easy. You have an easy name, so that makes it super easy to connect with you. That's
right.
Great, so I think we're friends now.
All right, great.
Yeah, I like your page.
Where are you living currently, Barbara?
I live in Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, Huntington Beach, California. You're closer to me than
I love it.
Yeah. I moved across from Florida to here, though. Shoot,
I know.
Pretty
fast.
I love it over in the side of the state, though.
I do too. I am West Coast girl, that's for sure. I am meant to be in California. I love this weather. I love my place. I was just so glad to be home. It was a wonderful visit, but it's a very slow pace over there in Grand Coulee. And I like the city, and I like the beach, and I like being around people. Everybody's wearing masks and things, but they're going to open the restaurants on Thursday here, so I'm glad about that.
Wow, we're still in not into that phase yet in my area. Some parts of Washington are, but my county isn't yet. The restaurants and then bars and most of your, all your gyms, all that stuff is still closed, you know, salons.
Right.
And I think in some counties they've made more mandates to wear masks, like King County where, you know, Seattle and different ones have the worst cases. that I generally, I put one on in crowded places. You know, I have asthma and respiratory issues, so I don't want to get it, you know, myself.
No.
I'm so mad at the coronavirus. All, people have been making me so mad on Facebook with the things they say to others. You know, if you wear a face mask, don't be my friend. People should make that choice for themselves.
No.
They know their health. People are getting a little crazy way out there about this. You know, it is something serious that we have to all, you know, pay attention to.
Don't judge others. Wearing a mask is to respect others. So it's not to protect yourself. You know, if you don't know, can be walking around and have the virus, then it's protecting them. So it's more of you're being nice to the world and walking in to get a sandwich or just the grocery store. You're being respectful of the people who work there every day, dealing with so many people. That's what it's about, respect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I boil down to respect a lot. And people are not very respectful, it would seem today. I have sadly seen a lot, you know, it made me so mad I had a rant about it on my page. You know, people saying, don't be my friend if you like Trump. Don't be my friend if you hate Trump. Don't be my friend if you wear a mask or if you don't. You know, I'm like, what? Are we in kindergarten again? Please.
Exactly.
You know. Let us be individuals that are individual, like our DNA, you know. That's why we're all different, you know. We all have many different things about us and facets.
Right, and maybe they feel a lot different about it. If they had somebody close to them die of the coronavirus, they might think differently. So they need to put themselves in other people's shoes.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, you know. I think if they would have made a mandate on masks immediately, when they saw this happening here, that we would have had a lot less death and a lot less problems. And I can say that because I was a nurse for 20 years. I was in fighting bugs for years. I understand, you know, it wasn't, you know, about these things. But because it's a novel virus, it's definitely not like the rest. I won't get into conspiracy theories or anything with you, but it's, you know, it's like... It's not the same as anything I've ever seen in my 60 years and in my 20 years in the medical field. So that I can
tell. Yeah, you would know, being a nurse.
You know, that it's not the same.
You've
seen a lot. It's not typical. It's not a typical virus. So people have to handle this atypically. You know, it's not something you can, you know, say how somebody needs. So if you're young and healthy, but even though, like you said, if you go visit your grandma and you're a 30-year-old who's saying, I'm not wearing a mask and I don't care, and you kiss your grandma and she gets it and she dies, you're not going to feel good. I wouldn't.
Me neither.
You know,
we need to protect them. Right.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, you're such a good person. That's really good to hear.
You guys seem pretty great yourself, too. Nice to have met you and talked to you. You know, I'm glad to be here and get the word out, you know. I like to get the word out, you know. Like I said, it's not about money for me. It's just about helping others in whatever way I can, basically. I guess I was born like that, you know. I knew by 8 I wanted to be a nurse and help save the world or something, you know. I don't know.
That's
still continues.
So cool.
Just
it's nice when
you know
what you want to do. You had a passion for helping people. You have a passion for helping people, and you're doing it. Have you noticed that people need you a lot more during this epidemic? Pandemic?
At first, it slowed down. At first, it was rather slow. I think people were a little in shock. And I went through kind of a quiet period for a few days or weeks. I don't even think it was weeks, but maybe a week. And then it seems to be, you know, picking up. People are, you know, are focusing and then, you know, back doing more of their normal, you know, contacting me about things and stuff. In the beginning, though, I think people were more in shock and that, you know, that's like full moon. Sometimes, I mean, they're rarely busy, believe it or not. They say the full moon brings on paranormal because, you know, they've always said that. But it does make people act differently. But I don't know. We seem to not get a lot of calls on full moons. Just wanted to put that out there, you know. It's, it depends, but not too bad normally. Halloween either. That's another one. Halloween is not a very busy time.
Oh, that's interesting. That was my mom's birthday. I always thought that was funny that she was born right on Halloween.
Wow.
Halloween
I was born on Halloween.
Does that mean anything?
Not specifically that I would know of. It's It's a celebration in some religions where they honor the dead by lighting candles, and, you know, some call it Samhain, some call it Halloween, you know, Day of the Dead. It's you know, and over here, you know, well, in the U.S., most of us get our costumes on and go get candy.
Yeah, that's
know?
What we're thinking about.
Yep, that's
having
what I was
party,
last year, giving out
fun.
Candy up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a trunk or treat, and I was up there giving out candy. And I have a new granddaughter this year, so I will definitely be up there doing it again this year.
Oh, that's fun. It's fun when you have a kid. I think my child is done. This last year she was 12, and she was not into it as much, but she'll be doing the friend thing. It's just always so fun. I love dressing up.
Aww.
But just the last thing I would do is just, like, stay home and call a psychic because everybody's out having fun. But what would be so cool is at your home, you could set up a little reading table as they come by.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Right.
Were there any people in your family, any others that you're related to by blood with this gift as well that you have found?
Not many willing to admit it publicly.
And you can tell. Do they tell
you,
or you just know? You just know. And they were not admitted.
I know. But I would say I have a total of 11 grandchildren. I have four daughters and one son, and three of them are older that have, you know, so I have one grandchild here in Washington. And there are some of them, and some of my daughters actually do, but they don't want to admit it. They might not like me saying that, but it's true. They do have some of it in them, some of them more than others. But they aren't choosing to develop it or learn about it, and they're not exactly 100% happy that I do it, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah, and you were saying that when you were growing up, it wasn't really well received. Did you have a hard time when you were telling your parents about it when you were really little, 8, 9, 10, for them to believe you? Were they believing you?
Yes. They
did
didn't
they try
believe,
to help you?
They thought I was crazy. They thought that I, okay, but see what happened is my grandfather passed. I was extremely close to him. And I pitched a fit to go to his funeral, and they debated about whether to let me go at that age. And they finally let me go. So, I mean, I did fine through that part. I mean, you know, I was upset a little, but not, you know, I was in control for that age. And you know, I missed him a lot. And then when he showed up, I was in the bathroom, and he just showed up in there. And I was, like, running out, and I was so happy. I ran out instantly and said, Mom, Dad, Grandpa's not dead. He's in the bathroom. And they went, huh? And I'm like, they stopped instantly and looked at each other. And one of them said, you know, I think we might have to get her some psychiatric help because we shouldn't have let her go to that funeral. And I'm thinking to myself, I was so happy because I just saw him again. And then they just blew my bubble right out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Let's say my dad never did really buy into it. My mom understood it before she passed away in 2015. I'd had, by the time I was older, you know, and she was older, you know, they knew, and I had, you know, and understood, but it was not when I was at home young before I got married or nothing like that. No, I like to support psychic kids myself and do work with some. I've worked with a few, you know, so that they don't have those bad feelings about themselves. Like something's wrong with
Why?
You, you know, and 'cause it was pretty damaging to me. And I think it caused me a lot of like PTSD at a young age and anxiety. Because I really want, you know, I used to call them monsters. And, of course, they thought their kid, you know, they're just doing what kids do. Monsters are there, you know. But when I told them Grandpa showed up, that kind of changed the whole nature of the conversation too, in a dark, bad way. I was like, I'm not ever saying that to them again.
And then you had to hold it in.
Mental hospital, you know.
Yeah.
So it was really rough. You know, they didn't know any better that, you know, I don't blame them now. I never did blame them. I think, you know, I realized coming from the days I came from that people just were not that educated. It's a much better world for the gifted now, you know.
It really is.
It is.
It really
and
is.
And a lot of what I do is protect gifted people that are trying to learn their abilities, that open doors and maybe something comes after them. You know, I'm there to kind of help keep them safe till they can do that themselves too.
Oh, I like that. That is wonderful. It really is.
And I'm getting the word out there is what I'm all about, so we can help more and more people, you know.
Well known, yes. Yes. I find it so interesting. And also, that is so cool that your grandpa came to you when you were awake. So then you really know. Okay.
Oh, he was a full body apparition. He was full body apparition. He almost looked living, but I, you know, that's why I told him he's not dead. He's in the bathroom.
It's just
I didn't
so
really
real.
Know. I was just so excited, you know, that, oh, he's back, you know.
Did he talk to you?
No, he didn't talk to me. He never did. But he showed up, and then, you know, of course, I ran in there. I don't think I ever saw him again, but maybe twice at that house. And then I didn't see him again till probably the last 4 years. Then I connected with him again. But he didn't, like, stay around me all the time. Or if he was, I didn't know it.
Right. Do you help people also to open, like, do you have tools for them to use to open themselves so they can see their loved one because they want to so badly, they want to see and be close to their loved one that has passed? Are there techniques to help people open themselves up to it?
Yes. Meditation is almost the key to all of it, although early in the grief process, when you've lost someone very close to you, then you're in pain. It is really hard to connect to them for that some reason at that time, normally,
that.
Because of the pain. I mean, it just depends on the person, but, you know, it takes a little time, you know. I had one spirit. He's one of my favorites, and I hope his mom's listening tonight. His name's Josh, and he was one of the most comical spirits. He came to me for me to help his mom. His mom did not contact me. He contacted me from the other side. And he literally, you know, he had an issue and he had overdosed and died that very day. And I had read her post and he just popped in and said, you got to get a hold of my mom. You got to help her or she's not going to make it through this, you know. But so I did. I messaged his mom and I've been talking to her ever since. I love her to death. They're both like family. But I have seen him do some of the most comical things. People think spirits can't be funny, but he can. And he can manipulate the physical world from the other side quite well. And all of them are at different levels of that, too. But, I mean, not long ago, he took a balloon, and he made the face of himself in like, a Mylar balloon. And literally, you know that Sam, his mom said that to me. I'm like, he is just unbelievable. I've seen him hang upside down in front of her when he was trying to get her attention, literally, when right after he died. And he'd be waving his arms, and he'd be making me laugh, even though it's not funny. Just the things he would do, you know. Yeah, he's definitely been a special spirit in my life.
Don't they, spirits, they don't think, like, people worry, oh, the spirits are going to see me naked in the bathroom. But they don't think that way. They are thinking differently than that, right?
Probably 99% of them are. You do have a few instances where you have somebody that's earthbound or a sexual entity, which will look and will touch and will bother a person in their private time. But your loved ones and stuff are not there hanging around doing that, no. No.
Okay, good. I had the syndrome, the old hag syndrome. I was watching a documentary, and they called it the old hag or something like that, with the old and the hag in the title. And it was suffocating me when I was at a hotel, staying at a hotel, and lo and behold, this hotel was built on top of an old insane asylum. And they, I was fighting it.
I
woke up. I had kicked over the lamp and it broke. I mean, I was too afraid to go back to sleep. That's how bad it was and how real it was. So, yes, and it never happened to me again, but that was so real. And then I was watching this documentary that they said the old hag syndrome is when they're on you and they're heavy on you and they're trying to suffocate you. That happened to me. Have you heard of that one?
They're trying to pressure you with stones like the old days. You know, and very far back in medieval times.
So it wasn't sexual, but I could feel them on top of me trying to suffocate me.
That's a whole nother show, sexual demons and entities and people. it does occur, and I do get a lot of cases, believe it or not, about that. And that there are. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, mostly it's not spirits, though. It's a random spirit here and there. We're about done, I guess. But I had a case of funny one in the UK where they were living in a place that used to be a brothel, and they kept getting touched and goosed by something, you know. And so we went and looked, and it was red coats. They were hanging around at the brothel, and they were dead, but they thought that was still the brothel. And they were pinching the girls and being, you know, bad. So we crossed them over. We got rid of them. We fixed it.
Oh, thank
goodness. There's a lot of stories out there.
That is too funny and interesting. Wow. Johnny, have you ever seen or felt a spirit?
Honestly, not one that I could say for certain was it a spirit. I mean, I've seen things I couldn't explain. But the thing is that I try not to put a label on it like it was a spirit, because I think that sort of takes the diplomatic approach. I do think,
right,
though, that I don't know if I could tell, you know, it would have to be, I think it would be something that would, you know, that would have to be pretty profound. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying that I tend to, you know, oh, wait a minute. Give me 1 second here. One second.
Oh, Bonnie. Hi,
yes.
I'm still here.
Hi.
This is also
He's
interesting.
Working on something, huh? Did
yes,
I get everyone's questions? Let me check. Yes.
He's probably got another one coming through or something, another person.
Could be.
But do you have your stories? I mean, you said that you wrote a journal when he asked you about if you were going to write a book. You kept a lot of things in journals. I bet you have a lot of stories that would be so interesting. Do you have anywhere where people could read a few stories?
I don't have a blog started yet myself, but I've thought about it, and I have thought about writing books too. I'm not sure at this point exactly which direction I'm going to go with that, but yes, I have a suitcase full of journals. I flew with me for more here.
So.
Yes, and then more that I've added on to since I've been here. You know, I still did cases for a little while with Forest Moon. Then I started my own. I worked with Hunter's Paranormal a little while. Some very close
Bonnie,
people to me that have been team members are there.
Bonnie, a good friend of yours is here.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Chris, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm doing pretty good today. This
good.
Is the only way I could find to listen to you, so I've been tying
all
up
right.
the phone lines listening. So
is
if you could tell me how to...
Then?
Yeah, did you find out about my kitty cat? The ghost one?
The kitty cat, the ghost cat?
Yeah.
The ghost cats have crossed over.
Can't?
Yes, you had a couple.
Oh, I had a couple.
You
was there
a
dog, too?
Cats. No, I didn't find a dog, but I found a couple ghost cats and told them that they were upsetting your current living cat. And we just
well,
kind of found a place for
something.
How's he doing since last night? I did that clearing last night.
Actually, the house feels much better in here since you did that. And
good
I'm
going to
order some sage and do a sage cleansing spouse.
Good, yeah. Cleansing's a good thing, you know, especially when, you know, you have issues and things that come around sometimes. Regular cleansing, I always recommend it.
All right, I will do. I just didn't want to hold up the phone lines, but I was the only one that could. That's the only way I could hear you.
Oh, no problem at all, hon.
So, that,
you take
so
care.
The man you're talking with, he messaged me, and so I told him who I was and how I know you, and so
okay.
I just wanted you to know that I was here.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and listening, Chris.
All right.
Yeah,
I love
you.
I'll talk to you later.
Love
bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, so clearing is really important. How often, because I heard that we could over clear with the sage. My daughter's doing this all the time, and it's very strong. It's a very strong smell.
If she's doing it all the time, then she probably needs to have it looked at. If she's had it, it should normally once a week, some people twice a month. Depends on where you live and how bad your, how much your activity is. Cleansing kind of is a preventative. You get your house clear, then you cleanse to keep it clear because it raises the vibration of the environment in a place where the negative energies don't like to hang out. They're looking to find something that they can get into and cause havoc, basically. So, excuse me, cleansing is a good thing. And it really, I've lived in places where I had to cleanse once or twice a week. And I've lived in places mm-hmm. where it's not so often like where I live now. But I also live with other people who are gifted like me that have protections up. We have like a lot of protection up because we all work in this field and put ourselves sometimes in harm's way with negative stuff, you know. So we try to keep our home and everyone safe. So it's not like me.
Oh, right.
Everybody. So, you know, it's like several of, you know, my sister, her husband, they're both into this, you know, they just do it on a different team.
Okay, because you could absorb this, like you were, Johnny was asking you, do you get, have you ever gotten sick before? And you did. So, of course, you're dealing with so many people's emotions and a lot of paranormal activity and stimuli that, of course, you're going to be absorbing it. So you have to protect yourself. So that's important. I have the crystals all in my four corners of my home for just to keep ward off the negativity. I have that. It's a nice feeling. Plus, they're gorgeous crystals. I love it. Beautiful.
Oh, I got a lot of them all over my room.
It's important, isn't it, the crystals?
Grid. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. It's important.
I couldn't hear what you...
It's important to have the crystals around, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they build. They also raise the vibration, bring protection. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough.
That's okay.
But yes,
you've been talking.
I have crystal grids, like in my room, several of them with different crystals for energy and protection.
Me too. Wow.
I wear them and I carry them sometimes.
So you carry them too? I don't think I'm carrying them. I need to
wear
carry
them
what
in
is
necklaces.
The main one? Yes. And what about the
black tourmaline and black obsidian? I like mm-hmm. tiger's eye. One that helps me a lot is it's called blue tiger's eye or hawkeye. That's another one that kind of heightens your ability to notice and understand what's going around, and you know you're more in tune to it. But yeah,
okay,
there's
I have
a lot
question.
Of different ones.
Bonnie,
sure.
When you are just out and about throughout your whole life, you're out and about, you're, you know, in crowds or you're in a line somewhere, you can feel people's energy. Have you ever run across a person where you know, oh, they really committed a horrible
yes.
thing, like a crime, a murder, and you knew that they did? What goes through your mind when you run across somebody like that?
It's really, really, I don't know, unnerving feeling because you're right there with them. You know, it's like, I've had two times, and how it appears to me is like a huge gray. Their aura is completely gray, like a smoke cloud around them. And then I look at them, and it's like I read them, like I'm like, oh, buddy, there's something really, really, really bad wrong here. You know, it's just something that I've seen it in a grocery store once, and I've seen it in a restaurant once. That bad, you know.
And you, can you see the details of what they did? Do you see the murder? Can you view it?
Not always, no. Not always.
So the two times that happened.
But I know that they're very dark. They're very bad. Like, it, you know, you can feel the total negative energy. No, so far in the couple times it's happened, I didn't get an image of a murder on that one or anything.
Okay, so when you...
I just get away from it because
happened.
It feels real bad.
Right, but in the restaurant, you may not be able to get away because you're sitting there, you know, and they're eating and you're eating, so you're sitting there. Wow, what, okay. Say
luckily,
I
was getting takeout. They were sitting, I was getting takeout. So I just walked by and I was like, my daughter was with me. Yeah, I was like a Chinese takeout in Florida. And when we walked out, I'm like, did you feel that or see that? And she, because she has abilities, my youngest daughter. And I'm like, she's like, no, Mom. I'm like, oh, that was something really bad going on with that person. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But it's
bad. And so a normal person, would a normal person see that or feel that or just think
maybe not.
They were in a bad mood? Wow.
No,
oh, that
know.
Is so interesting because I try to test myself with that and just what kind of energy I feel from a person I might be standing next to. And I can feel a difference in energies. So that's very interesting to me.
That's how I work. Hmm. Everybody has their own energy, you know, and that's why I like a picture because, I mean, I can't be in Scotland or England or ever all over the United States. So if I get a picture, and a lot of times I'll ask for their address so that I can Google Earth and actually see and read the land and feel the energy around where they're living to see if it's a land issue rather versus, you know, something else when I'm trying. You know, I leave it open when I go in there open-minded because it could be an appliance making noises. It could be this or that. You know, you look at all aspects of what could be
going on
all the way around when you're getting contacted, you know, about a case. So.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows where to find you again. If people have just gotten on, we are here with Bonnie Smith, psychic and medium, and you can find her on Facebook. She has a great Facebook page, and she works with a few others. It's like a team she has. So if you have questions, we didn't have very long. You know, we only have an hour to an hour and a half with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody didn't get through today, they could reach you there and just contact you on Facebook, and that's the best way. Okay, great.
It sure is. That's the best way. A messenger, Facebook, you know, is the way to get me, or my group, who we watch and monitor the posts. You know, I don't have any I don't have any rules, and I don't have any restrictions in my group. Basically, I haven't needed them, so I haven't implemented them. You know, people have been very respectful. I've only had a couple that I've had to boot out of my group in the last year or so. You know, basically, people can post what they want, ask what they want, you know, freely. And it's only a rare occasion when I find something that's offensive or someone does something that I feel is danger to the other members of the group. And then I will, you know, remove them. So it's, you know, they can post in there, they can ask questions, they can share what they've been through without being laughed at. Because that would, you know, anyone who knows me knows that I'm not going to ever humiliate or ridicule somebody for talking about what they've been through. And people need that. I did. I'm thinking back, I guess I'm treating myself as I treat others. I'm thinking of what I would have needed, what I wish I would have had, and where I would be today if I'd have had it. And
would
as
you
people
have
that I
been
help.
In a different place?
I think that I would have, you know, I think that I could have been far more, you know, along in the whole thing, helping many, many more people had I embraced it sooner. You know, I guess it happened, I do believe that it happened in the right time, but I sometimes regret that it took me so long to come around and really start doing it, you know. I think joining Facebook in 2010 was probably a turning point where I actually had contact with other people with different, you know, different values and ideas and you know, psychics and people with, you know, things like that. And my first friend was someone like that on Facebook. So it's just like it was leading me along by the finger. Come on, it's time to do this.
Yes. And then you didn't feel alone. But the way you had to hide it, then you were in your shell. And that's not always easy to come out and break out of it. But we are certainly glad that you did. And it's so wonderful to meet you. And thank you, Johnny, for finding Bonnie.
Thank both of you. Yes, and if y'all never know anyone who needs my help or needs help, you know, you know where we're at. And we'd love that. You know, we're good about it. Karen Snyder-Jane has a group of her own that she helps me with my cases also. And she teaches a lot of basic psychic protection. Just what normal people need to use that may encounter something here and there, kind of like what you did, you know, but it won't necessarily follow them or be attached to them, you know, but even then, you know, when we help people, a lot of times when I'm done, Karen works with them, and she trains them and teaches them to shield and a lot about all protection and stone. So, you know, we try to educate people as we go along, too, and in whatever, you know, sense that they're interested in spiritually, you know, for the good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. I like it that you have a team.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice. I generally do most of the cases as far as the magic and the different things I have to do and astral projection, but they do a lot of the, they do everything, a lot of the posts, and Karen helps me with them. Lindsay and Melissa are fantastic in their training. They just got to meet this week as Lindsay moved from Florida to Ohio to stay with Melissa, so we're happy for her, new start in the life. So people do get to meet each other. Y'all hang in there on that, okay? Because I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, we were disappointed because we've worked together for over a year and never have met face-to-face. Right, Johnny?
Oh, no.
Where is Johnny? Is he here? Are you here?
I'm right here.
Oh, I haven't heard you peep for a while, so I wondered, and I was wondering. Oh, wow. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. And again, we appreciate you helping all of our callers. And it was really enlightening and eye-opening. And it would be nice to hear more stories in the future.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to come back and help all I can, you know, and tell some.
Okay, great. Well, everybody, you're going to be able to hear this show again. If anybody got on late and didn't hear the entire show, it was great. And you can find it on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And while you're there, please do subscribe and visit us on our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com. Stop by our Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as stop by and say hi to Bonnie Smith and make sure that you do make an appointment with her and her team if you need help. And if you forget, contact us and we'll get you to her because we know how to get to Bonnie.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
You guys stay blessed.
Yes.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good night, everyone.
You're welcome.
Good night, Bonnie. Good night, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Good night.